This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs win! Couldn't you just hear Harry Carey last night screaming that, slobbering all over the place? Man alive! Was that fun? Welcome to the host is very sleep-deprived edition of What's on Your Mind Today, folks. I'm Scott Hinnon. We're in Holly, Minnesota today with a show. That's right. We're going to be talking a little deer hunting today. North Dakota and Minnesota deer hunting on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains because of you. If you look down on that radio and you see us locked on our mothership, flagship 550K fire, just rip the knob right off. Just keep it right there. You don't need anything else. Maybe it's on AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Rip the knob off. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, right there on the western edge, or KTGO 1090 in Tioga. Those four signals, the places it goes, five states, two Canadian provinces, we hear you. Soon everybody's going to hear you. The heartland of America has been on to this Hillary Clinton woman for a long time, haven't you? A little experiment today on the program. Manny, are you ready to take some calls there, my man? Manny's the fine engineer and call screener. You ready to take some calls? Here's what I'd like to do, Manny.
Okay.
I want to open up the phones right now and ask you to give priority to anyone that is a Hillary Clinton voter, anyone that is a Hillary Clinton supporter, okay?
Okay.
And please let them know. I'm not spoiling for a fight. I just want to know. I want to understand it. This is a serious question for any Hillary Clinton supporter. Do you not see what we see? I shouldn't say that because that just assumes we think they're very wrong. What do you see in her? What's the appeal? Are you concerned at all about now yet another investigation? There's been a year-long criminal investigation of the Clinton Foundation, we just found out. Been going on all along. Remember last Friday, big news, huge, I mean bombshell news that the FBI was reopening the FBI investigation on the emails. Now we know there was a completely separate investigation, and there's recordings that they have about the Clinton Foundation. Are you kidding me? It's beyond smoke. This is an inferno. So I have a hard time, honestly, wrapping my mind around the idea that somebody could walk into the polls and say, forget all that. She's okay. She's fine. No big deal. I really don't. I just don't get it. So I want to understand. So trust me. I'm not trying to be cutesy and want to argue with you, make fun of you, any of that. I just, in fact, I'll set the clock. You got a minute without any interruption from me. Give me your best minute on why Hillary Clinton ought to be the next president of the United States. I just want to understand. So that's where the priority goes. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. 701-228-0550. There's a couple of ways you can reach us. If you want to call our 24-7 hotline, that's 855-200-1776. Extension 1, and you can just give me your best minute. It's recorded, and you only actually have 90 seconds total when you call that to leave a message, so do that. On the program today, we're going to talk with John Williams, who's the Northwest Region Wildlife Manager for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, to talk about the deer gun opener. We're in deer hunting country, Minnesota, in Holly today. Thrilled to be at Muscatel Burns Ford, 901 Burns Street. How about that? There's some history for this dealership right here in this fine community. I haven't decided whether I'm taking the Mustang to my right home or the Ford F-150 XLT in front of me home, but one of the two. Man, they have got a great lineup here, so come on by and see us. I don't know. It's a tough call. It's a tough call. A lot of nice rides here. We're going to talk to some of the folks here coming up in a little bit. Who else is going to join us today on the program? We have snippets of our interview yesterday with Governor Jack Dalrymple with the latest on the Dakota Access Pipeline situation. We have Lieutenant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol describing a very bizarre standoff with the agitators, eco-terrorists, dead-enders, I don't know what names remain for people that are down at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, even though members of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe leadership have said, let's stop this, don't do this, we don't break the law. Numerous laws broken yesterday, benevolence on the part of law enforcement that they all were not arrested again. And I think it's around now, it's again returned to just made-for-TV protests. That's what it is. I mean, you got a guy going to the Monday Night Football holding up a sign who's been arrested. We have his name. I mean, it's just unbelievable. All right, what else we have for you? Senior advisor to Donald Trump is going to bring us inside the inner sanctum of Trump Tower. Boris Epstein from Trump Tower, top advisor to Donald Trump on the very latest, you know, what races they're watching, what's happening. Jeb Williams will be here to talk North Dakota deer hunting, the deer gun opener is coming, so we'll have him here to take all your questions. I'm not the guy to ask your deer gun questions to. I'm not. I have never been a deer hunter. Never done it. Pheasant hunting's my game, and I don't even do that well. But when I go hunting, it's to sit on the end of the tailgate and shoot the bull with somebody. It really is. Rather than shoot the deer, I'm shooting the bull. I have nothing against shooting the deer. It's kind of fun. I love all the stories. I got a lot of buddies that do it. But the whole, you know, work involved and deer stand and the, yeah, just, you know, rather sit on the pickup. But anyway, we have a couple experts for you today. So whether you're wanting the latest on the Minnesota deer gun opener, any questions, or you want to ask Jeb Williams when the heck you're going to get more tags, he's the chief of the wildlife division. He'll be here as well today on the program. I've forgotten anybody else. I think that's everybody today. Manny, how many Hillary Clinton supporters do you have on the line right now for us to talk to? That bad? Manny, are you there?
I'm here.
How many Hillary Clinton supporters are on the line as we speak?
Somebody's calling right now. I can.
Oh, they might be. The rest of these folks are not Hillary Clinton supporters. So let's see if this is a... It was the big goose egg a second ago. Darn it, anyway. 800-228-0550. Again, your best minute. I'm just going to set the clock and sit back. I need to understand this. I need to wrap my mind around it. I don't get it. Should I say that again? And again, you're not calling for a fight. What else did I need to tell you? Oh, Dolly Parton. Last night, CMA. Rain delay was going on. You know, there were a few things that were a little tense in the Cubs-Indian game. My daughter's like, hey, Dolly Parton! Dolly Parton! She got the Lifetime Achievement Award! Is that cool or what? What's your favorite Dolly Parton story? I want to hear it. We'll play a few Dolly songs today on the program. I love Dolly Parton. I do. Very nice. So we're going to salute Dolly, at least with the bumper music today. I don't imagine a lot of you want to talk about that. I can't even believe what's going on in the polls. I can't even believe on the presidential race what's happening. A lot of things shaking. Let me know what's on your mind today, and let's... once again, ask you if you are a Hillary Clinton supporter to join the program. It's a free commercial. Think of it that way. 1 minute free commercial to tell us how great Hillary Clinton is. Jamie and Bismarck, would you like to do that?
No, but I'm going to try and tell you why I think they're going to vote for Hillary.
Tell me.
Okay. You know, you brought up all the stuff, the crooked stuff she's doing and the investigations of Benghazi. And now, let's just turn that around and say all this was happening to Trump, okay? Because I'm voting for Trump no matter what he does. Now, you can come over to my house and kick my cats around. I'm still going to vote for him because, again, I agree with how he's with his policies. The judges, not just the Supreme Court, all the judges. You know, our Bill of Rights, the oil, our industry taxes. That's what Hillary people are. They disagree with everything like that. They don't care what she did. They care what her policies are going to be, Scott.
That makes sense, and I'd take that. I want to hear that from a Hillary supporter, but you're making sense. Now, let me ask you this. Why don't Why don't the Republicans think that way? Why do they say, oh, I don't like how he talks. I don't like how he, you know, oh, those horrible things he said on that bus. Well, why don't they say, hey, I'm not voting for Donald Trump the person. I'm voting for the Supreme Court. I'm voting for, you know, tax policy that's better. I'm voting for rebuilding our military, taking care of our vets. Why don't we think that way as conservatives?
Yeah, I don't have a good answer for you for that. I know people like that. I mean, they're probably even some of them, you know, they're more conservative than me, and you try to tell them that, but they just, you know, he's immoral. They can't stand what he, you know, what he said about women and how he, you know, they don't like his attitude. you know, that's dumb. You're gonna ruin your country because, you know, you don't like what the guy said once. It's ridiculous.
So maybe we should extend this to anti-Trump folks to say, if you can't bring yourself to vote for Donald Trump, knowing what you know about Hillary Clinton, you know, yeah. let's put you on the couch here. Come on, because this shouldn't be close.
It shouldn't be, but unfortunately it is. I know people who wouldn't vote for Rick Berg because they said the guy was rich and they heard he was a jerk. I don't know Rick Berg, and he never seemed like a jerk to me, but I try to tell him. You can't vote for the person. You got to vote for what they're going to do for this country, the way they're going
to... Great call, Jamie. Thanks a ton. Got to go to the break. We're live today. Holly, Minnesota. We're going to meet the folks from Muscatel. Ward Muscatel Burns Ford, rather, in Holly. Stay tuned. Coming up.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/ndda.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. Featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
Find me anybody that Buick and listen to that song and not do a fist pump when they do that little riff there right before 9 to 5. There's Dolly Parton Lifetime Achievement Award last night's CMAs, and that's our little shout-out salute to you Dolly Parton fans today on What's On Your Mind, along with bringing you a serious question for every Hillary Clinton voter on the planet, but most importantly within the sound of our voice. Why are you voting for Hillary? I am desperate to find that Hillary Clinton voter, and you got a minute uninterrupted from me. This isn't to argue with you. This isn't a debate. This isn't anything else, just to understand. Want to know. So tell me, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We caught up with Governor Jack Dalrymple yesterday in the middle of now day 85? Day 85 of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. We're going to chat with him share some snippets of that. We're also going to get some more of these calls. And, Manny, you tell me, you scream in my ear the second that somebody wants to answer that question for us today. Joanne Minot was previously a Democrat. She's waiting to chat. We're going to find out why she switched. Henry and Randy want to talk about Dakota Access Pipeline protests, so we'll get to you as well here in just a moment. Right now, I want to say hello to Ryan McKay. Ryan is the manager, one of the managers here, Muscatel Burns Ford, right along Highway 10 in beautiful Hawley, Minnesota. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. Nice to see you.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
So folks that come out today that are listening that, like me, are drooling over that little Mustang to my right, or, you know, one of the Ford F-150s out front, or any of the fine products you have here, what would you tell them would be a really good deal today?
You know, we're pretty fortunate. We, of course, deal a lot of pickups, a lot of trucks, but we've really expanded over that and can deal to the whole family, do the whole Ford lineup. Right now, our big launch is we're in the 17 Super Duty. The new aluminum Super Duty has been just a great addition to our lineup.
Tell me about that. Aluminum, obviously, meaning lighter, better gas mileage?
Yeah, absolutely. And we were able to add weight in different areas to make basically all the capabilities it has bigger and better. So it's an exciting thing for us.
Is it a good time to buy right now?
It really is. You know, we're making this transition from 16 to 17 right now, so rebates are really good on our holdovers, and we can order, or 17s are arriving. So
you'll treat them right if they come in and say, hey.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're a small-town dealership. You can see when you look around, everyone here wears jeans, and it's pretty laid-back atmosphere, and that's the way we like to do things.
A lot of folks heading out deer hunting soon, so cruise on by, right?
Absolutely, a Minnesota holiday.
All remaining 2016 models must go. Bucks now, that's 30% off. And the 17s are coming in, too, as Ryan mentioned. Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Chat with you a little later. Muscatel Burns Ford in Hawley, right along Highway 10. You cannot miss us if you're cruising through Hawley. Governor Dalrymple, we asked, is the frustration level, like, off the charts right now? What would you say?
Well, it's stretched out for a long time, and I think a big part of that is the fact that, you know, we're not getting answers from the federal government. But yes, it's a major challenge, Scott. It's all consuming. I'm trying to get a budget prepared, a budget proposal for the state of North Dakota, and this challenge of the Dakota Access Pipeline really takes up a lot of time and resources.
Governor Jack Dalrymple, more on his reaction to President Obama. He's not happy with the administration at all, and we have another reason not to be happy. What I don't like about what President Obama did is, let's let this play out, right? I mean, you have law enforcement in harm's way for an 85th day, and he wants to let this play out. You have people spoiling for a fight, and he wants to let this play out. Man, that irritates me. Plus, it says, hey, all you Keystone XL pipeline people all over the planet, or all you eco-terrorists, come on into North Dakota. Join the fight. It's the dog whistle from the president. That's what makes me mad. Joy in Minot is a reformed Democrat. My words, not hers. How are you, Joy?
I'm great. And sorry, I must have been heard wrong. It's Tori. I used to be a Democrat, and I'm a veteran. And I've seen many things overseas on the way our external politics are. When I saw that Hillary Clinton was up for the ballot and Bernie Sanders, I was kind of skeptical on Bernie Sanders because he didn't seem like he would actually go head-to-head with Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton, I'm sorry, but as a Democrat, there would be no way that I can drop a ballot for her. She stands for everything that has happened to us. The long train of usurpations that our government has put upon us, from health care reform that was supposed to be affordable and for some reason is still called affordable, from the tax increases to the middle class. I mean, you know, we can't breathe. Small businesses can't breathe. We can't produce and we can't function as a nation with the policies that have been set by the Democratic Party. And now being stateside, I can see it myself. And so this is the first time that I will drop a ballot for a Republican. But to be honest with you, if Trump was in another party, I'd still drop the ballot for him. I find no logic. I have friends that are Democrats, and I ask them the same thing. And they're just like, but Trump is this, and Trump is that. And I said, we're not voting for a Boy Scout. You cannot find a politician that is a Boy Scout. What policies do you support? And there aren't any. And the point to be made here is, it's not the uneducated or the educated that are voting for Hillary, but it's the undereducated, like children between the ages of 10 and 16 that are still forming notions that kind of know but don't know, but they think they know everything. That's the people that are getting hooked on the line with what Hillary is saying to them. Anything but policy. Emotional warfare is what she's using. Divisive language is what she's using. And to be honest with you, I'm going to listen to your show till the end to see what it is exactly, because I've been asking Democrats the same thing, and the only thing they do is stop talking when you ask them for facts. And that's where I'm at right now.
Tori, thank you so much for your service, number one. Number two, I think explaining it very well, and I'm with you on Trump. There's a disruptor there. There's a disruptor there, and we badly need a disruptor. Look at $20 trillion in debt. Look at things you scratched. Look at Obamacare. Oh, if you want your doctor, you can keep it. Your health care premiums will go down. You'll have less deductibles, and exactly the opposite has happened to us. It's just a punch in the gut from your government, this garbage of Obamacare. And they're bald-faced lies. So why in the world would you two things in that. One, the Democrats who proposed it, and the Republicans who couldn't stop it, who couldn't undo it. So, I mean, give me a disruptor. Go a different way. You said it very well. Please call again. Very insightful. Appreciate your commentary. Randy of Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, there's a couple things I'm just going to touch on real quick. One of them is the oil line. Okay. I blame the government for what's going on there. They painted it, you know, this went to the courts. The courts said, there is nothing here. This is all legal. Put it in place. And then the Obama administration stepped in and made the law gray. Since when can you make the law gray? I'm sorry, that didn't work. And, of course, I don't expect nothing different from Obama. So, two is one of the things I like about Trump is, and one of the big things, and I hope he pushes this, is I want to see that mafia leader called Clinton. I want her to be in jail because she has did so many things to this country. One of the things is that we're probably going to be scared once we find out and starts digging into this Clinton fiasco.
We are finding out. I mean, you know, there's tapes. Now the Clinton Foundation, I mean, a lot of people get upset when he says that stuff, but look, he's been proven right again and again by the FBI and others. Unbelievable. Randy, appreciate the call. Call again. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this short timeout. Don't go away.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy boots and your painted on jeans? All decked out like a cowboy queen. Why'd you come in here looking like that?
Turn Dolly up. I gotta have more Dolly. I gotta have Dolly really cranking her. Manny or Rev. That's what bumper musics are for, you know. They'll pump you up. Pump you up! Deer hunters need no pumping up because they look at the calendar, so they know what that's all about. John Williams, Northwest Region Wildlife Manager for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, will join us in just a moment. We're going to talk Minnesota deer hunting, North Dakota deer hunting. Jeb Williams will be here, Chief of the Wildlife Division, bottom of next hour. In the meantime, your calls, your questions, your comments, lay them on us at 800-228-0550. Senior advisor to Donald J. Trump, Boris Epstein from Trump Tower before the end of the hour. And lots more coming up on the program. I don't see anybody. Manny, correct me if I'm wrong. Are any of these callers that are waiting right now Hillary Clinton supporters ready to tell us in 1 minute or less why they support Hillary Clinton? Do we have anybody yet?
Not yet. I've got a couple of people calling now. I'll check with them.
You talk to those folks and let me know more with Governor Jack Dalrymple. We chatted with him late yesterday about the situation of the Dakota Access Pipeline. We're going to bring you parts of this interview throughout the program. Same with North Dakota Highway Patrol Lieutenant Tom Iverson, who was on the scene yesterday at that bizarre standoff. I asked the governor about President Obama and whether or not he is worried about the games being played at the federal level with this situation. Here's his answer.
I think you have to, understand where this has been for a long period of time. They have chosen to, delay a decision on this easement for months, and nobody knows why, but whatever that reason is, apparently it still applies for a few more weeks.
Unbelievable. Governor Jack Dalrymple, our guest on the program today. One other quick programming note, just want this on your calendar. We're going to be in Minot on the 10th of November. That's a week from today. That will be at Minot State University. Fortis Energy is hosting the 2016 Veterans Employer Summit, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. Business owners, human resource personnel, recruiters, decision makers come together to share best practices to learn about opportunities to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans. This is all about the vets. It is going to be a fascinating conversation. We'll be there live. We're going to do a talk radio town hall on this topic with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And really look forward to it. Minot State University next Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3. This event is free and open to the public. So veterans, employers, HR folks, you want to come and partake in all these experts, you're welcome to do it. You'll find the invite at Eventbrite. There's a free lunch. There's a lot of things happening. That is thanks to the fine sponsors, including Fortis Energy, Frack Shack America, Weatherford, Blaze Energy, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and Polar Service Center. Tomorrow, we're broadcasting live, packing up the hot spring spas, pool tables, 2 studio right after the show here today, and heading down to the Twin Cities, courtesy of our friends at B-Mobile, Thunder Seed, Arvig, and Christofferson's. Ken Lizzie will be broadcasting live. We have former Sioux, former Bison, talking about their memories of that incredible series. Should be a lot of fun. Brad Berry, the coach of the national champion UNV hockey team, will join us as well. So look forward to that. Terry and Sterling's been waiting to weigh in on this pipeline. Let me get you in, then we'll go to John here. Go ahead, Terry. What's on your mind?
I have a couple questions. Who came to Bismarck last year?
When you say who came to Bismarck last year, that's a I did a bunch of times. Somebody famous or
who flew into Bismarck with their own plane last year from Washington?
Barack Obama to go down to Cannonball, North Dakota, maybe?
And my second question was, where did he go?
Well, yeah, Cannonball. Yeah, and by the way,
now all of a sudden we got all these problems.
The third question for you, who does Dave Archambault's sister know very well and used to work for at the White House?
I don't know.
Barack Obama. Dave Archambault's sister was a top advisor to President Obama's recently left. She's a lobbyist now, but there's a lot of Barack Obama Standing Rock connections, is I think your point, Terry.
I had a friend of mine brought that question up to me and said, wasn't it interesting? He came to Bismarck, went directly to Standing Rock, and now we got all these problems.
You're connecting the dots anyway. Well, Terry. Yeah, I'm with you. Appreciate the call very much. John Williams is the Northwest Region Wildlife Manager for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Thanks for waiting, John. Nice to have you. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, all.
So the number one question everybody's asked me to ask you, where should they go in Northwest Minnesota where they are guaranteed to get a deer?
Guaranteed is a little difficult to say, but I would say just about anywhere in Minnesota, you're going to have a chance to get a deer. Obviously, some places are a little better than others, and that really is up to the person who takes the time to go out and scout the area so he'll know where those deer are at.
What are you most excited about this year? What makes this year different than any other? Is anything kind of have you fired up?
Well, you know, I think this year represents what people will more normally think as this is the way deer season should be done. And as much as the number of deer that they are likely to see on the stand this year, I'm particularly encouraged by the reports I've heard this summer of the fawn crop that came off this year. I believe a lot of people will see, I would say, an acceptable number of deer on the deer stand this year. I'm kind of somewhat excited about grandpas taking grandchildren out. That was a common concern that we had about 4 years ago when we had our listening sessions. A lot of grandparents said, we're trying to get our kids interested in deer hunting, and, they're not going to be interested if they don't see, deer out there. And I think this year is going to be one of those years that they'll be able to do that.
If some of our North Dakota listeners have never hunted in Minnesota, give us deer hunting 101 in Minnesota. What do they need to do?
Obviously, buy a license, main thing. Read through the regulations. That's very important. Knowing where to hunt, you obviously have to have a place, whether that's private land with permission or public land. You need to know the type of land you're on, what rules you can have. Can you have a stand on the land that you're on? If you do, can you leave it out overnight? There are various land types that you can do these things with. You need to know the area or the permit area under which you're hunting. Is it something that one deer is allowed or two deer or five deer? What are your possibilities? What are you going to do when you get that deer? You'll need to register it within 48 hours. You'll need to have the ability to process a deer and keep it fresh until you get that back home to your freezer.
North Dakota, as I'm sure you're aware, has had a challenge in recent years with the population of deer declining considerably. Have you, what are your numbers been like?
I mentioned about 4 years ago, we had a series of a couple of bad winters that particularly impacted our reproduction on deer and was pretty hard on the deer that was surviving through that. That was a few years ago. We also had a situation where about 10, 15 years ago, we worked through the public to go through a goal-setting process. A lot of places at that time in the early 2000s were way over goal for numbers of deer. And a lot of people wanted to see less deer in the landscape. So those goals were kind of adjusted to that degree. I think to a degree somewhat there's a little bit of buyer's remorse on those goal numbers at the time. So people wanted to see more deer. And that happened about the time we reached those old goal levels when those two bad winters hit. So we had sort of a double whammy there. So our deer numbers were down about 4 years. From that time, we've enacted very conservative deer harvest strategies. And even this year, we're still on the conservative side of things. But I think right now that this year is going to have a lot more deer in terms of people viewing them, seeing them. And I think our harvest will be up again from the previous year. And then I think next year we'll probably be seeing a little bit more liberal type hunting regulations. So our deer populations, I feel, are doing pretty good. We actually have a few places where I think some of our managers are a little concerned about getting overpopulation in terms of what's socially acceptable, in particular for depredation on farms and these type of things.
And where would they be? Anywhere in northwest Minnesota?
Oh, certainly. That can happen locally just about anywhere, but the places that we're hearing it largely is more or less mid-state in some of our higher population deer areas.
On that deer harvest strategy, you know, North Dakota has the deer tag system, and obviously, you know, there again, you know, looks at that region by region, decides how many tags are going to go, and tries to manage this. And everybody wants one. It's really, you know, kind of a sport of sorts, trying to you know, get the one where you want it and everything else. How does Minnesota do that? You talked about a deer harvest strategy, but how do you do it differently than, you know, the tag system?
Okay. First off, there's like 128 specific deer permit areas in the state. Each permit area has a harvest strategy associated with it. It can be bucks only. It can be youth only antlerless. It can be a lottery, which means that only so many antlerless tags are issued for that permit area. It can be hunter's choice, which means you buy a license and it can be either a buck or doe you shoot, but you still shoot only one. So all of those situations that I've named so far are just one deer per that permit area. The two other type of management strategies we have is called managed, where a person can take two deer in that permit area, and intensive harvest, where a person can take five deer in that particular area. So any person can come to Minnesota and buy a deer license. And that then is a license that would be available that you could go anywhere in the state that's open to hunting and shoot a buck. I mean, that just is the way that it is. So if you wanted to go to an area and have a chance at an either sex deer, you know, antlerless or buck, you would either have to hunt in an area that's hunter's choice or managed or intensive, and then you could use that license, you know, for whatever deer comes along. If you wanted to go in an area that's lottery, then you have to purchase your license before September 8th, and you're automatically entered into the drawing for the number of tags that we issue for that permit area, as long as you state what permit area you're interested in hunting in. So that's kind of the way it goes. It's really a pretty refined system. It's designed to be user-friendly, and, you know, with a lot of opportunities often comes a little bit more complexity that people have to deal with. So that's why I say you need to know where you're hunting, what the regulations are for that particular permit area, and how you relate to all of that.
Fascinating. Anything else you want our listeners to know before we let you go?
You know, I can't say too much about hunter safety. Obviously, you want to know your area well. While you're on the deer stand, you know, you want to make sure that you're wearing your hunter orange, of course, and you're watching it for other people around. Know where you're at to the degree of what shots you feel are safe, what shots maybe you want to avoid. Once you get your deer and stuff like that, have methods in place to be able to process the deer. You know, our temperatures aren't going to be that super cold apparently this week, this coming deer season. So be able to field dress your deer relatively quickly when you get it, and cool that carcass down so the meat will be just tasty when you decide to serve it later on.
All right, sounds great. Fired up. It's a great time of year. John, thanks so much. Appreciate the update. Nice chatting with you.
You're welcome.
John Williams, who's the Northwest Region Wildlife Manager for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. We're going to chat with Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, on the Deer Gun Opener in North Dakota coming up, too. We're live at Muscatel Burns Ford today in Hawley, right along Highway 10. Mark Burns is going to join us when we come back. Grew up in the store, as a matter of fact, so how about that? Dedicated folks here, they're going to take good care of you today. Come on in and say hello. Some great deals, up to $13,000 off on the 2016 models of the F-Series trucks. 30% off. Can't beat a deal like that. So come see us. Hawley, Minnesota, broadcasting live today on What's On Your Mind.
No one predicted cattle prices would fall faster than ever before the year after our cattle herd shrank to a 70-year low. Something's wrong with our cattle markets when retail prices stay high while cattle prices tumble. Windfall profits are being made, but at the expense of U.S. ranchers. Come to Kiss Livestock Auction Company, Mandan, North Dakota, at 7 p.m. on November 15th to learn from RCAF USA what is causing today's cattle market meltdown and what you can do to fix it.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Have I got a deal for you at Titan Outlet Store. 11% off when you mention my name, Scott. TitanOutletStore.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Save 11%. Here's a 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. This is new. Never been in the field. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch on it, fertilizer tank, bulk fill, 22 gallons a minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Big savings now at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking out of my window pane, tears mingling with the rain. I'm so lonesome I could cry just like old Hank.
I'd vote for Dolly Parton for president before I'd vote for Hillary Clinton for president, for sure. Absolutely, positively. We're celebrating Dolly today because she is a Lifetime Achievement Award winner. And the Cubs won! Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs win! Way to go, Harry Carey. That was so awesome. You know you're smiling from heaven. Hey, we have the distinct honor of going direct to Trump Tower today. Senior advisor to the Trump campaign, Boris Epstein. What the heck is going on at Trump Tower today? What are you talking about?
Optimism and determination. We are very confident where this election stands. We're winning across the national polls. We're winning the state polls. New CNN polls just came out. We're up in Florida. We're up big in Nevada by 6. We are putting Arizona away, which was always going to happen. And we're within a couple of points of the state of Pennsylvania. We've got other polling, believe it or not, where we're within single digits in the great state of Minnesota. And that's not a surprise having Governor Dayton come out and say that Obamacare is unaffordable. So we are determined, we're optimistic, and we're sure to win on November 8th, but we're working very hard.
Yeah, as you look around the landscape of the polling and the stories out there, what I said today on the show was, you know, it seemed to me there was about 10 days of momentum. Not like, crazy, but, I mean, incremental, just progress every single day, Trump's way in all the polls, right? And then the FBI thing hits. And then you get a little extra fuel on that fire. But this doesn't seem to be a case of it's going back and forth. It seems to be all momentum the Trump way. Is there anything you're worried about?
You actually read it perfectly. The momentum has been going our way for about 2 weeks now. And we were always going to win this election, but in any election, whether it's by presidential, momentum goes back and forth. But this was always going to go our way. So that's where we were last week. The ABC poll went from us being 12 down to 2 down before the news on Friday. And the news on Friday, the FBI criminal investigation of Hillary Clinton, just underscores the fact that she's disqualified for becoming president. It also underscores the fact that she has bad judgment and surrounds herself with people who have bad judgment. She could not be allowed to be president. Mr. Trump has the right judgment, right temperament, and he's the one who has the energy and the stamina to be president of this country and give it the change that the country wants. 76% of people in this country want change, and Mr. Trump represents that change.
It's been something to behold for sure. Jeffrey wants us to ask you, Minnesota, longest running blue state, is it really in play?
That's how we see it. You're looking at Minnesota being within single digits. Look at the state of Wisconsin, neighboring state of Wisconsin, and the Clintons just put money in there. So they're obviously worried. Michigan, they put money in. They're obviously worried there as well. So you're surrounded by two states where the Clintons are very worried. Minnesota is next. So we're very optimistic about the state of Minnesota and it being part of a sweeping election win for Donald Trump in November 8th.
Here's a comment from a listener that talked about how disappointing it was to hear kids speak. There's a little show we do on one of our affiliates called Kids Speak, and the high school seniors are on today from Liberty, and all say they wanted Hillary to win because she's more politically correct than Trump, and she did a good job as Secretary of State. Wow, I agree that if Trump loses now, the conservative president is a thing of the past with the generation of voters we have up and coming. What about that? In your mind, this political correct thing, this focusing on the temperament, if you will, or the behavior of Donald Trump. What do you say to voters who are concerned about that?
What I say is that Mr. Trump is somebody who speaks truth to power, and that's what we need in this country. It's not, political correctness is fine, but what we need is leadership, and he represents that leadership. He will call radical Islamic terrorism by its name, which Hillary Clinton refuses to do. He will be harder on terrorists than he is on good Americans. The way Hillary Clinton calls Americans deplorable, irredeemable, but she won't go after terrorists. So what we need is a real strong leader, and that's what Donald Trump is.
The other thing I think is really interesting, we had a conversation with a fellow by the name of Mike Lindell. He's one of our sponsors, the My Pillow Man. And Mike was on the program recently, last Friday, as a matter of fact. And he said, boy, my world's just been turned upside down. I got a call one day from the Trump headquarters, and Mr. Trump wanted to meet me, and now I've been to the debates, been with him a few times. And I said, what's he like? And he said, well, I walked in, he wanted to know all about the cross that I wear and why I wear it and sort of my own faith story. We talked about God for 5 minutes and then we talked about our business and, how our business philosophies are similar. We have an open door. And I just get a sense that, the average person out there watching the evening news or paying attention, if you will, to the rhetoric back and forth doesn't know the real Donald Trump. Who's the real Donald Trump that you've seen day in and day out of Trump Tower throughout this campaign, Boris?
Donald Trump is somebody who's measured. Donald Trump is somebody who's determined, who's very kind, very appreciative of those around him, who's extremely supportive of those who surround him, and he's somebody who knows how to make decisions quickly and in the right way and in a smart way. He is determined, and he is somebody who is a natural-born leader, and that's been shown, obviously, throughout his life. So we are all of us working here, all the volunteers throughout the country, all the staff throughout the country are so determined to elect him because we know the real man, that Donald Donald Trump that is going to lead this country to prosperity and to safety.
Kathleen wants to know, can he get us out of the UN?
That's not on the table. But what we need to make sure is that all countries out there are pulling their weight in NATO, in the UN, and that the United States is not paying larger than its fair share, and that everybody adheres to the treaties. For example, with NATO, everyone's supposed to pay 2% of their GDP and toward their own national security. Well, that needs to, it needs to actually happen. So everyone needs to, you know, play their part.
Peggy Sue says, 8th District of Minnesota, the Arrowhead region, Trump is up by 12%. Will Trump be making a stop in Minnesota? I truly think Trump can win this state.
The schedule is robust. We're going all over the country, and, you know, we're considering all options, and we are looking at Minnesota, the state that we're looking forward to winning in the November 8th.
Final question for you, Boris. Boris Epstein with us today, senior advisor to Donald Trump from the Trump Tower. What do you want people to know that they don't get from ABC, CBS, NBC, even Fox News Channel? What is the media missing about this race right now that you want folks to consider in the 11th hour of this campaign?
What I want them to know is that it's a binary choice between Hillary Clinton, who, if elected, which she won't be, but if elected, will be mired in scandal, investigations, and impeachment, and Donald Trump, who brings real change, strong policy on lowering taxes, on making sure we're protected, on defeating ICE, and making sure Americans are safe and employed. Those, if you put those two choices on top of each other, if you compare the two, the choice is clear. Go out, vote for Donald Trump, and elect a real change in this country.
All right, Boris, appreciate your time, and put in a plug for us on that Minnesota visit. We'd love to have him in the neighborhood.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. To all you listeners, thanks for voting. Go Trump.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. Does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.